meeting?
So moved.
Get a second? Thank you. Any changes, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. Was that a comment?
That was a comment.
Oh, my goodness. Monthly reports, visitor center, Mr. Candela.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone.
About our 800 numbers.
Would you give us a brief explanation of your dropping of the history for the moment?
Yeah, there seems to be some ambiguities of the numbers when I recalculated them all in the past. I don't know exactly how that was done, but every time I went through them, they didn't seem to add up right. So what we decided to do is start with our fiscal year and make sure that all of the numbers are correct and they are verified. So I feel very confident about what we have in front of us, and from this point on, that's the way they're going to be done.
The 3 months prior, we can't see. I mean, the trend would be nice to see, I think.
We could lay it out. They just never came out the same. I'm talking about.
But you're planning on doing that in the future?
Oh, absolutely. Once we have a history, then we can go back and reflect on it. I mean, that's the fairly easy part.
I get your concern is mostly with what part of this? What are you having trouble with showing us the history on?
Well, as I understand, the way that it was done, it was actually copied and pasted through, and sometimes it would carry through, sometimes it wouldn't. So when we looked at the numbers for a particular month, say in 2004, and compared it to 2005, they were exactly the same. Everything was exactly the same, and in essence, it just was copied and then brought over. So what we elected to do is just have the numbers that we know that are right, and I'd rather have it that way.
So that goes right. I mean, no matter what part of this we're looking at, whether it's the bulk mailings or any of it.
I think the bulk mailings are the accurate part. I mean, I'm looking at some of the other things that. And you know, I could bring this next time. I could bring this up next time and kind of show you.
Okay.
If that be okay with you guys.
Okay. It's just kind of a shock to go from having history that now we're finding out and maybe not have been that accurate to no history.
Well,
you know, I understand.
When you're looking at it, and you're seeing things that weren't exactly right, and I don't know how far they off. Maybe they're not off that far, but I felt that I wanted to have the numbers that were real, and I wanted to bring those forward.
Good.
But, you know, we can do a little more research on it, and I'll give you a good explanation next time.
Okay.
Peter, what made the bulk mail jump to almost over three times as much from the prior?
I would think it'd have to do with advertising. It has to be something correlating with what make that jump like that. I didn't see anything, and I haven't talked to John about some of the ads that have come out. Typically, when the ads come out, we do get a jump in bulk mail in our fulfillments, but
I just noticed something. What happened here, and we're going to have to check this. The bulk mailing for August includes all the mailing from the chamber to your membership. So that we need to get that corrected.
If separated, you want these separated?
Well, we've never in our mailings that you report to us. It's been a while since the visitor center has included mailings that it does to the to your own membership through the of the chamber, and this shows that if you take the 2063 and add the 123 for like the sunset and the tourist packets, that adds up to the 2186.
Yeah, we can clarify that. That's no problem at all.
So that's why the jump.
Yeah, they should not be including their own mailing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll make that adjustment and put that in that as we speak.
Okay.
Okay. We can do that.
What else?
We have an event coming up actually this Saturday in this very hall. It's Texas Hold'em, and we would like to have some. We need actually a few more dealers to come in. They'll be trained in the morning, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, if there's people who want to participate in that respect of it. And then it has registration at 11 to 12, and at 12 it will begin the actual tournament. Should be a lot of fun. We're expecting maybe 50 to 100 people.
Great.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Cool. What else?
Working hard with anniversary dinner, which is coming up, the 50th anniversary. It's a big one for us this year, so we're nailing all of that information down. I do have a schedule of events that are coming forth. We're putting it together now to make the official event list. Anyone who would certainly like to take a look at that list, we'll have them available in the chamber probably either later this afternoon or tomorrow. We do have our maps in for the there to is selling for about $1. Make it very reasonable. We want to turn them over and want to make sure that everyone has access to them.
How many did we print?
7,500.
Cool.
Yeah, they really are.
You're going to get to do this again next year.
It's very, very, it's well done. I'm very pleased with it.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions for Peter? Good. Budget report. You see, this is that time of year where we haven't spent a lot of new money yet on our financials. So I don't know, John might have a little bit more to report about this, but for the most part, we're kind of at the beginning of our marketing year. And then also included in your packet is the new TOT report for starting the new fiscal year. And just to let you know that July of this year was up $14,500 in total tax collected over July of 2005. So that's a good start. Not huge, but it's up about what I guess that's about 5% or something like that over last year, pretty close. So, John, do you have anything on the finance end, or do you want to?
No, I think just that your comments are correct. I mean, we're just getting started. So next month we'll start with our synopsis, kind of a snapshot view of the budget, because we are starting to place ads for September, and so we'll give you an overview of where we're at with the budget as it stands as far as what's been placed.
Okay, great. That's all that I know about on the budget report. Any other questions about it? Great. John, you're on.
Okay, I've got a number of things to show you today. I'll start with, as everyone's aware of, the press kits that we developed and the press folders, and I'll pass this around. This is kind of a rough of how the press kits will look. There's several pieces that will encompass this. The first is an introductory letter. And what I thought we could do, I'll go ahead and make kind of an overview presentation and then pass it around, and then maybe this is something that the committee might want to refer to the PR subcommittee for kind of final approval and to massage the words. I don't know if we want to do that today, but that seems like that would be appropriate. And any other content that we might want to place in the kit. But we're pretty close to being able to get a bunch of these sent out. I would recommend that we probably send out about 50 at a time so we can respond to the interest that we get. In addition, we are also sending out press material in the form of calendar of events already to some publications reporting about. Your readers will appreciate learning about the unspoiled beaches, trails, and overall nature surrounding the city of Morro Bay, not to mention the great seafood restaurants, unique shops, and a variety of accommodations. We're here to show you the way. The materials enclosed will give you a taste of our city and how all it has to offer. For more, please visit our website at www.morrobay.org or call us at, and that's probably something we'll address too as far as who we want that contact person to be. We're kind of assuming it would be Peter, and I can certainly put myself on there as well if you'd like. Happy writing, your friends in Morro Bay. And then P.S., look out for our new updated website at www.morrobay.org coming soon, and I'll share a little bit of that with you today too. But as part of the website, as you'll all recall, we're going to have a very press-friendly aspect to our website, so they'll be able to go there and download a lot of the photographs and pictures that they might want. Excuse me. So as they go to the right side of the press kit, they'll come to our DVD, which will be inserted, which is now duplicated. We have all 500. The labels are done. They'll have a kind of a short synopsis of information through our RAC card that we produced a couple years ago. And then they'll have a they'll have three story ideas that will be placed in there as well. And those three ideas are Morro Bay, remarkable, and affordable. And I won't read the whole thing, but I'll just give you an idea of what the flavor of this is. Morro Bay is a great choice for an affordable and memorable vacation. Accommodations range from the luxurious to the rugged, with full-service lodging or camping areas to choose from. Located just a short drive from L.A., the Bay Area, and the Inland Empire, there's no need for expensive airfare to get to Morro Bay. So this would be focused directly to local regional publications. Best of all, there's plenty of free and inexpensive things to enjoy. Birdwatching, hiking, biking, surfing, kayaking, and nature hikes are some of the favorite local activities. The scenery is here, is worth a million, but the price is next to none. So the angle there is that Morro Bay really is still a very affordable getaway for a variety of people. And as this would be very appropriate for like Frommer's Budget Travel, you know, those types of publications. This story is not going to get placed in the Robb Report or something like that. That's till exclusively a wealthier reader. But I think that this could also apply to Sunset, Westways, just about anybody. I think this story would be of interest. And it's also something that Morro Bay, and we've talked about, still relative to some of our surrounding communities is very affordable. Then the second, like Outside Magazine, if a particular magazine is doing something relative to exploring wildlife, bird watching, you know, this is going to be appropriate. Certainly would be appropriate in National Geographic Travel or in those types of publications. And then the third story will just be a listing of the annual events. And so inside here, in addition to the letter, the story ideas, there's also going to be our calendar of events, which we're hoping to get, you know, placed in various publications. So even if we would just get that, that would be a start. And then finally, as part of the press kit to round it out, we still have quite a few destination guides available. We're putting that in as well, even though so they'll have the opportunity to review the DVD or read the destination guide or do both. So I'll pass this around.
Good job.
Thank you. So we're pretty much ready to go. I'd kind of like the PR subcommittee to kind of peruse this, and I can email them the text for the letter and the story ideas, and then we can kind of get their final approval, and then I think it's be a good idea to go ahead and get started on our first run.
Is there something, do you think that we need to send this down to the over to the PR subcommittee, or is there something you want to?
I think the suggestion is to at least let's take a look at the letter.
Okay.
Good heavens, you're right. Maybe if we all just took a read of the letters that he's mentioned and got back to John on that, I suppose that would suffice.
Then I would suggest that if you're looking to get going on this, we've got a budget, so you don't need approval from the
right.
whole committee.
Mm-hmm.
You're good
yeah, I think
go,
it's just
so
a matter. I just like to get their input, and I didn't expect to do it today. You know, I could just email it, and then if they're, you know, just we can do it in a matter
yeah,
of a day or two.
Next few days, we'll just get it back to you once we've had a chance to read it over.
Okay, so unless somebody has a concern, I'm guessing we can just go ahead and move forward with the mailing once you get a approval of the subcommittee.
Yeah, we have everything in place now. We have the folders. In fact, I've got several big boxes in my office, and we've got all the DVDs. Also, several boxes.
Will you be doing these letters in some kind of color?
Yeah, these are just rust. But
right.
yeah, it'll be. What I'd probably like to do is maybe get some letterhead from the city and put that on city letterhead. Of course, what we can do is send it to the wrong person.
I was curious. You mentioned that there's going to be an integration of such on the website, and you were going to show a sample. And I was wondering if, like, this packet itself would be downloadable as a PDF. Like, if you're a travel writer, click here, and mm-hmm. instead of having the hard cost of mailing,
right? Yeah, it'll pretty much be that. I mean, it'll be the letter will probably introduce the same type of copy will be there. There'll be still photographs. In fact, probably what is another component of this, which is not in there that should be, is a photo CD. So we'll put that in addition to the DVD. So there's high-resolution photos that have been pre-approved that they could use. So that would be another component that I neglected to put in there. But as a travel writer goes to the website, there'll be the story ideas, there'll be the calendar of events, there'll be an introduction letter similar to that. They won't be able to download the DVD, but they can already, you know, view that on the website. So it'll pretty much all be there. It's really, this is just another way of hitting people that don't come to the site. Because this is, you know, we still need to get them to go to the site to be able to, they have to have an interest first to come.
This, so this is similar to an ad that we place.
Right.
Telling them to go to the website.
Right. So. And it really varies with different writers. It's sort of a good news, bad news. I mean, if you get a national travel writer, like a Sunset Magazine or Condé Nast or somebody like that, they're not interested in staying. They're not interested in setting up any restaurants. In fact, it's sort of insulting to them to try to bribe them with a free room because they have fairly large expense accounts to do that. Whereas if you get somebody like a Calabasas Magazine or possibly even the Bakersfield Californian, I wouldn't say the California, but some of these regional publications, they don't have an expense account. A lot of these writers are freelance writers. They're doing it on their own. They're getting paid by the magazine. They don't get a whole lot of money. And to go ahead and set them up with a room and plan their itinerary for them, it's really different depending upon the type of publication and also the writer and how they feel about it. Some like no interaction at all, and others are pretty free to talk. And it just really depends. I'm sure Heather's going to say to that. I mean, it's really depends on the writer and the publication.
John, do we need to make a photo CD, or can we have them go to the website to download the photos?
We could do that. That's certainly something we could do.
Might save us a little bit of money.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
That covers the press kit. Then next, I wanted to give you a little update on the website. Have my assistant over here all prepared. The next upcoming event. And then in October, we thought we would go ahead and give them sort of a more synopsis of the different events coming up for the fall. But I wanted to concentrate on the Harbor Festival since it's coming up so quick and it's one of our bigger events. So this will be an email blast that will go out to all of our database. And this will happen in the next few days. And then the next item
Before I forget, John, if I could interrupt you for just a second, what caught my eye was at the bottom of that page was the Visitor Center 800 number. I recently discovered the world of 800 numbers, and now I have, for our business, I have four. And so far, and they're free. All you do is pay for when they're used. And so we have one 800 number that's strictly on the website. It's the only place you'll find it is on our website, and it's different than the ones that are out there in print. And I thought from a tracking standpoint in the visitor center, what we might do is pursue getting an 800 number, because so much is already out there in print with that number that it'd be relatively simple. The simplest thing would be to get a new 800 number just for that website. And so when you get your monthly bill for your 800 numbers, they're separated by the number itself. And so, I mean, they talk about trackability with how many people have phoned after seeing the website.
That's a great idea. We'll get on that right away.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, they're free.
No.
You know,
perfect.
So
perfect. Easy to track.
No, I think that'd be really good to be able to do that. I think it's wise not to change the print ads, though, just because there's a lot of them out there already.
Well, sure. But what you can do...
But the website would be great.
But what you can do is you can get, and we're doing that with our other 800 numbers, if you've got a specific ad that you're trying to track, whether it's Sunset or some publication, you can include... It's no longer necessary, in my opinion, to worry about having... You know, our old 800 number is 1-800-292-ROCK, and that whole ROCK thing is like, it's not necessary anymore. That's what I'm hearing. I mean, there's so many different 800 numbers that people, if they're interested, they don't have to remember. They'll write it down or whatever.
Right.
So I guess my thought is I don't think we should be tied to necessarily the 1-800 number, especially with the cost being what it is. We've talked about this, I know, in the past. And
I think that it's a good idea. I think, too, to keep in mind, especially if we were looking at tracking print ads, is that, again, as we see each year, so this is the way the new web page is going to be looking. And
when you say homepage, is that what you mean?
Homepage.
Okay.
Yeah. And basically, you'll see that we have the categories: our city, Planet Trip, lodging and dining, activities calendar, and then our media. So the media is going to be very predominant. It's not going to be hidden. It's going to be very upfront, where the people from the media can go and be fulfilled. And then also, there's a link to the chamber. On the site, then, we'll have whatever current event is coming up. So you see Harbor Festival there. Then you have Planet Trip that you can click on. I'll do that in a moment. Then the Winter Bird Festival, which is another event that's coming up later on down the line. So we have the events really predominant on the homepage. And then if you click on the Planet Trip...
Let me ask you something before
sure.
you move, if you would. Is it formatted to where you won't have to scroll left and right to get the whole page?
We can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it may be just...
I don't know how everybody else feels, but...
Part of this is the resolution that I'm running out of.
Okay. Okay, good.
I agree. I mean, that gets to be kind of frustrating for the viewer. And if you'll go to the Planet Trip, this is the only one that's live, but you click on that Planet Trip, and then it takes you to the next site, and you can search accommodations, you can plan your meals, you can choose an itinerary, you can customize your vacation, and these are all different things that the person can do. They're going to be real interactive for them as they go to the website, and some of these pages still are being developed, but just to give you an idea, starts off with, let us help you create a vacation to remember in Morro Bay. We have several tools available. Choose an itinerary. Choose one of our several sample itineraries. Go to our itineraries page to view sample itineraries based on your interest. We have itineraries for families, golf lovers, wine enthusiasts, couples, outdoor adventure, and more. And the next one would be customize your vacation. Customize a vacation using our activity planner. Our unique interactive activity planner lets you choose from among many local activities to create a customized activity plan with descriptions of local offerings and local vendors to help you make the most of your time in Morro Bay. And then the next one is search accommodations. Search for accommodations to meet your needs. Our searchable database allows you to find just what you're looking for. You can search by lodging type, specific amenities or keywords of your choice, or if you don't know what you're looking for, can browse the entire list. And then the last one is plan your meals. Plan your meals with our dining menu card, request info, or email us. So we haven't gone just and left them with Planet Trip. They still have the ability to click around from that page, which I think is another thing that's gets to be sort of frustrating. You know, if you go to one page and you've lost all your ability to navigate, then you got to go back to the home page again. So the idea here is to really offer them the opportunity to really have fun with the site and do a lot of pre-planning and customize their trip to however they want to have it.
John, is this exactly how it's going to look? Is it still a work in progress?
But it's getting pretty close. I mean, I think mm-hmm. as soon as we build these other pages, and of course we have a very current site right now that was we just did new flash. It's not that we have an old site that we need to remove immediately. This is sort of the planning for the future.
The headers and like the navigational bar on the left seem really faint and hard to read. It seems to me like those should be the ones that pop out at you the most, and they seem to pop out the least.
Okay. Again, I think that may just be because of the way we're looking, but I'll keep that in mind.
It is a little more present here on the computer screen.
I'll pass this around. This kind of gives you this is a hard copy. Look at it. But I agree. I think that's an important part. We don't want to lose that.
Looks fine.
Oh, it does. Mm-hmm.
So that gives you kind of a peek at that. The only other item that I had, is there any other comments on the website?
I just want to know, you expect that to go live?
I'm going to have to talk with Christy about what their timetable is. I know that we've got these two pages created. I have to find out where we're at. The database is already done for the lodging, so they would, if they click there, I have to find out about the dining guide and how close we are into that.
One of the reasons I'm asking is because of the Harbor Festival. And I really liked that you got that boat up prior to the visit, because I thought it looked great and it did bring people out. And I was wondering if this isn't going to be available
Well, we could certainly. I mean, we have
do something similar with the Harbor Festival on the present site.
Yeah, we can put that on the site.
Well, it is on the present site. The Harbor Festival is, and then, of course, the newsletter just went.
But I was talking more along the same lines as they did the ship that came down from San Francisco.
Can you pull our site up right now? Oh, there it is.
And a blurb.
Actually, Harbor Festival app, and we'll have an icon for, I mean, a visual for it, too, because I agree. I mean, we did that. I think Peter saw that when we were doing the jazz. I mean, just putting that saxophone in and just kind of made the whole page.
Yeah, it really just popped it right out.
Yeah. It grabs people's attention.
Okay. We'll get that on.
On this template version for the upcoming site, I didn't notice it. Well, maybe it was on the one that was on the screen. I guess we couldn't scroll left and right. This quotation here from Sunset Magazine, a review. I wonder, are there do we have at least six such notable quotes, and they could sort of slowly rotate and move around the frame what different reviewers have said about Morro Bay?
Sure, we do. We could just make them up.
No.
Just kidding.
But in fact, there's other references to Morro Bay, and I know that in that book that came out, there's that little history book that's going around. I mean, when I went and applied for this position before the city council, I read the poem Morro Bay by Robinson Jeffers, the famous poet, and I was wondering, there may be famous people who've actually said things about Morro Bay, or pieces of literature like this famous poem from an award-winning poet that may be able to rotate, so it gives the city kind of both reviews and a cultural flair as well for those urban types.
Okay.
I'll be happy in the coming week to look in my listings and find any artistic, poetic references to Morro Bay that might be quotable.
Okay.
John, the other thing that I don't want to scrutinize this too much because obviously I know it's still a work in progress, but these photos seem really small to me. I would think that if we could make them a little bit bigger, that might add a little bit of flair to the page. And the other thing is they do have the date on the Harbor Festival wrong. So
yeah, I think that's okay. Just because it's
a
right on the newsletter.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, well, you did. See, I didn't get to the second page yet, and there is a second quote. So.
So I think the intention is to have that do what you're saying, but I'll find out if that's...
How does the committee feel in general about the direction? The whole theme and the concept, I guess, is what we're...
Much more up to date. I think I like it.
Right.
I think the reason those pictures are small, Heather, it seems to me they're using them as icons rather than pictures. Of actual note, they look more like icons to me.
They're very small.
Because they are so small.
I'd like to see them larger myself.
Yeah, I would also.
Okay.
I think that it looks better printed out. You can see.
Well, actually, the printed is that.
I guess I'd like to see that part continue with regards to these.
But what I will do when I get back to my office, because I'll just send you the email, and you just click on, there's the newsletter, and then you can click on the two pages. Basically, you just go to the home page, and then you'll click on Plan a Trip. That's the only one that's active right now. The other ones won't. If you go to media, it won't get. But then you can kind of see how it looks on the screen, and then I appreciate any of your comments when you view it on your screen, too. Yeah, that's what this is for. I mean, this is why I'm presenting it now.
Well, it looks nice. Are you going? Do you plan on continuing with the flash? Still looks great. I still like it.
I think what we'll try to do is kind of use it sometimes, and then kind of keep it freshened up. I think that what we have right now is really good. I mean, but this flash is sort of like anything else. If you have people going to it quite often, then it's not as new to them.
I like that sunset picture that was just up there, that sort of dusk picture, and I'm wondering if using flash, it's possible to take to use the same frame over time and to do a time lapse, so it goes from the blue bright of day, you just shoot the same picture, and then using that series of dissolve, you make the sun over 5, 10, 15 seconds fade to layer after layer after layer. Dusk might be a nice...
Mm-hmm.
As after all, we are getting that time of year when the sun does set earlier, and that is the fall, isn't it? So,
okay. All right. The only other item that I had was the billboard. And I did email this to everyone, and I'm kind of in a... I have a little bit of a challenge in that I don't know what size this board is, and I've gone through our records because it had to be at least 8 or 9 years ago, I think, or at least about that time. And we have nothing on our computer as to what size that vinyl was. In fact, that company doesn't even exist. It was up in Canada that made the vinyl for us. So I just wondered if anybody... Do you have any record, Bob, on your contract with the people, what size it is? Or?
We looked for it.
I believe Bill Pearson put it all
down. I'm assuming it's a 10 by 40, but I don't want to make the vinyl and have it not be the right size.
Let me check in the office. I found some old files regarding the billboard, so it might be on.
Okay, I just want to make sure before I order the vinyl that we have the right dimensions.
Talk to me or CC me, if you would, on whatever you find, because if all else fails, I can walk out there with a tape measure. It only take me 10 minutes to park on the road, and I won't even call the Jones family.
I can't strap. It's a good sized board, and it's
you can read it for longer than that.
Yeah, so it's a great board.
Next trip down with my chainsaw, you'll even be able to read it for a longer period of time.
The emails I saw also mentioned that at some point, saying there was going to be, I thought so. A mock-up of the I Love Tourist button, like, pinned in the corner?
Right. Yeah, we can still do that. I was kind of waiting on the size, but I can go ahead and get that done.
We're going to do... I thought we were going to do an extension on the upper right-hand side of that board.
I think we talked about getting the vinyl ordered and then look to the extension, but I'll get you the cost.
Right, but the idea was not to incorporate it into the vinyl.
Right.
But it would be... Right, okay.
Yeah,
right.
It's a clip-on, yeah.
Because probably what we'd want to do is we'd want to get the board up, and then basically the way it works is they make that, we give them the artwork, they make the extension, and then somebody comes and installs it. And it's this whole separate entity.
I just wanted, I know we've been round and round about this.
Here we go.
I'm not happy with the photo combination. I don't feel like they blend very well. I don't like how the base of the one on the left looks black, and then we have a black line in the center, but no black line on the right. I think that it looks unbalanced, and I know that we want this to go up, but I also just want to make sure that the committee is happy with it, because I know the last billboard's been up for many years, and once it goes up, it's going to be up for many years, and I just think it's really important that it's exactly what we want it to be before we put it up there. So I just feel like the photos looked really great at the beginning because they were balanced in terms of color. The rock really popped because it was the blue in the middle, and now we've got the blue on the right and the blue in the center and the gold on the left. But so anyways, I just wanted to put that out there.
We'll make a suggestion.
Make a suggestion?
Well, I can see
back to the old design.
Well, no.
Back to the old design.
No, actually, I mean, one thing Heather mentioned about the black on the bottom, which did catch my eyes, if you simply took and made the black across the bottom as solid on both sides, it would be as though you were creating that widescreen TV kind of thing that people are used to looking at, so they would look like movie frames in a sense.
I don't see that line on the left as a black line. I think that's the beach they're walking on. Or it's not a black line
in
the graphic.
Right. But it comes across as a black line, right, is my point. I just feel like the original photo combinations that the designer had put together really worked together, because I do feel kind of strongly about it.
So what would you suggest?
Well, I guess I would suggest, and I'm not sure if John has the photos.
I don't have them with me.
Okay. I liked, and I can't even remember what all the photos were, I liked another combination much better. I just recall it was more of like that, the real warm tones on the left photo with the kites was on the right. So, whereas kind of you've got the blue cooler colors, right next to each other now. So I would definitely recommend that we put a black line all the way across the top. Obviously, you'd have to move the folks on the beach up so that we didn't...
Across the bottom?
Right, I'm sorry, across the bottom, so that we didn't chop their feet off. But depending on the size of the photo, you probably should be able to do that, right, John?
Yeah, I think you could do that, although it is something to keep in mind that left photo is, it's not a black line,
right.
it's the ground. So then all of a sudden you've kind of done the other to the other side. You've put a border on two photos, but you don't have it on the other. I don't know how, it might look fine. I don't know how it
Well, actually, no. If you moved up the people on the left a little bit, just lost a little of the cloud on top, the black line could go across, and you'd still see the upper surface of where the dips and bends in the little fence there and the ground. In other words, the relief of it would still be visible. The silhouettes would still be visible if that left picture just came up enough so that the solidest part was covered by the black line. But the
texture. What I can do is again, I think Heather's got a good point in that whatever we decide is going to be up a long time, and rather than go and do that and then say, and then have it up and have people not like it, what I can do is do what we're talking about, bring that to the next meeting, and then I can bring the other designs that we had, and you can take another look at it.
Or could they go out as like PDFs over the internet, and we could sort of get feedback quicker to you that way?
We can do that. Is that a violation of the Brown Act?
Well, technically, if you're going to take an action or make a decision, you need to do it in a public meeting.
But to consider them and get advanced look at them and mess around with ideas and send suggestions back and forth to John,
yeah,
as possible.
Yeah, you can approve them.
And then you
can
bring them into the meeting.
I think it would be better to, and I don't mind doing that, but I think it would be better if I just brought all the designs and we discussed them when they were here, because it's difficult to get, you know, the value of having everybody have a discussion as opposed to everybody's.
Would you go ahead and I would like to see you send those out. Just send the, you know, because I know you probably still have the file of, say, the copy, and you took the www.moralbeach, you swapped photographs. You took the rock or the beach picture on the right, and you put one of those two on the left. You stuck the sunset photograph in the middle, and then you had your moralbeach.org within the black of the beach, and then you extend the full photograph of the beach down. Yes.
This example, Mr. Chairman, of the discussion you're going to have at next month's meeting, is that right?
Yeah, well, I was trying to prevent next month's meeting, frankly, and doing this now. But
the problem you have is you don't have the issue before you today. So if you want to have the discussion, you need to put it on the agenda.
Are you saying we couldn't even approve that?
Well, it's not before you. He just gave you a progress report.
This is already approved.
Yeah.
Oh, we've already approved that.
If you're going to start talking about the design again, you need to bring it back to the agenda.
I got you.
That's
fine.
It's fine.
Okay,
I mean,
that's good. We'll go ahead.
We want to get it up.
We'll put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
But I think it is an important component, and it will be with us for a while. And certainly don't mind bringing the other designs back, and I can tweak the, like we talked about, and then everybody can.
But sending those designs out in advance, because
yeah,
I would print them,
yeah,
and I'd put them up on my wall and live with them a little bit. I'd like thumbtack them in my office. And
how you want to evaluate a billboard is, and I'm not being facetious, is put it up on the wall, like you said, and then step back and look at it.
Yeah,
and as you walk by in the hallway and so forth, you want to see
it. It would vary depending on whether you had a window seat in your house or not. You know, if you had a window seat, it might look a little bit. Okay, good. Before, was that all that you had, John? Before we leave, I just wanted to let you know, the committee know, that last, between our two meetings, John came to City Council and made a presentation on our marketing plan for this year. And while it's a little after, because we'd already kind of got started with some of it, I believe because I didn't see any thumbs down from City Council that
we actually had a thumbs up. Applause.
Yeah, we actually had. John's had some applause, so that's good. So just to let you know that we're good to go.
I'm a little slow this morning. You do want the billboard discussion then back on the next?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you.
I wouldn't have, but after your suggestion, that's appropriate. Okay, do we have a moving forward? Thank you, John.
I don't know if this would still be an ad agency thing. I know. How are we doing with the earned editorial space concept? I know that you have.
Oh, actually, I still have one more thing to show. Thank you. That was a perfect segue. Your check will be in the mail. Slow and Steady in Morro Bay. And I've got a very nice article. And in fact, what's really nice about this, too, is that they've talked specifically about the upcoming Harbor Festival. So this is almost like getting an ad for the Harbor Festival at no charge. And then if you turn the other page, it goes on. And the end of Morro Bay got a pretty nice write-up. But it talks about all the different activities, talks about, you know, the Morro Bay and affordability. So it's a really nice, positive article. I'll pass it around for everybody to take a look at. And then our ad is in the publication. I wish they would have put us a little bit closer to the article, but we don't have any control over that. But so we did have an ad as well in the publication.
That ad looks great.
So, and the process is really starting. The press kits will really, when we start sending out the press kits, is really where we'll start getting that earned editorial.
Would you consider putting one of the buttons in with the press kits?
Certainly. Well, we can do that.
What about that? I mean, just pinning it into the cardboard or something.
Sure. I think you need, if you do that, you're going to need to have a little explanation of what that means.
We could take the press release that we had written about it and put that in for the media as well.
Yeah, I think the only thing is that if we're comfortable with, you know, with the town is aware and the town supportive, because, again, if you ask a writer to write about that and they come and they ask those questions, I mean, are we comfortable that we're going to get a favorable story from that?
The comments that I've got are, I forgot my button, instead of why are you wearing them? So I'm pretty comfortable with exposing it. I haven't had any, that's me, but I haven't had any real negative.
I mean, as far as the man on the street, I mean, that our community is behind this and knows about it. I mean, they were asked by a travel writer, how do you feel about this I Love Tourist campaign? They would be...
Well, if you're waiting for 10,000 people in Morro Bay to all have buttons on their mailboxes, it ain't going to happen. But I think, generally speaking, I don't feel and haven't seen any negativity towards the idea. We just wish we had a little bit more of a groundswell with regards to, you know, the promotion of it amongst ourselves. I don't know how everybody else feels.
I don't know, Peter's MPC.
I was just going to make a comment that we do have some in the chamber. If some of the residents would love to come by and pick them up, we'll hand them out to them.
And I was going to ask.
That's big enough to be able to see, yeah.
See, but not obtrusive.
Yeah, and cost might be an issue, whether they're 5 inches or 6 inches or whatever, so you might.
You and it's might on a piece of this translucent that you stick in the window. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll make a note. The reason I brought up the earned media too was I know at the meeting I last attended, one of the thoughts was you were going to look to Sierra magazine this year. And so in reading from March, April, because I'm a little behind in this, but here's an article. I made two copies, I guess one for Ed to put in the big notebook and one for John, but it's all the photocopies I could make at the time. Here's an article I think you might look at as an example of the kind of thing. It's from Mississippi. Captain Conservation charting a course to save Mississippi's coastline. A tough tour boat operator looking guy here, Captain Pete. But the key line and the thing they choose to put in bold says, "We aren't granola crunchers. We just keep talking tourism and money. It gets the politicians' attention every time." And that's what we've been trying to talk also here. And that, so that's obviously an angle they're not averse to putting in bold in this magazine and making it clear. Mm-hmm. And so that was the last article they've done I've seen so far this year that dealt with environmental or nature tourism. That was the one, and it ran in the spring. So it might be the time to start feeding them stuff about that. And, you know, I mean, I'll let you guys read the article for more of the details. In this case, they wanted to do offshore drilling. And he stopped that because it would ruin with the tour boats and the people coming to watch the fish and things like that. So they had an issue and managed to get 4 pages of coverage out of it. But the feature, but again, what made it work is it's about tourism and then about getting, I guess, the government to help work with them on the Gulf Islands National Seashore to really promote it as both a historic region and as a nature region as well. So I'm just forwarding that as a, you know, might take a look. Goodness knows we have issues here that undoubtedly would attract them, but we also have.
Well, I think what we would try to do is that, you know, Sierra is certainly going to be one of the ones on our list that would get the press kit, and they get the press kit. They look at the DVD. I think with the estuary and then this whole theme of discover your better nature, and the editor and the publisher. I mean, they make the idea. They determine what they want to write about.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, you know, where the I Love Tourist is a part of that. But probably what Sierra's going to write about is about our estuary or
estuaries.
About
I know we. Good. We don't have any unfinished business, so we'll jump into new business. We'll go ahead and just let Greg, he's been patiently waiting. So, Mr. Padgett.
Thank you. Thank you again for the privilege of coming to you, coming before you again. It's been a couple of years since I have made any presentations. For those of you who don't know me, my background is ad agency ownership, 32 years now, and not so much doing ad agency work anymore as the video concept of tourism promotion. Created Visitor Television here in Morro Bay 10 years ago, 1996. Sold my interest in that to my partners a couple of years ago, and now am moving into internet video tourist information, which is what I'm here today to talk about. I have a short 2.5-minute DVD presentation I'll show in a moment, but I kind of wanted to set up the clip. John and I, of course, have known each other for about that 10 years that I've been here in the market, and coincidentally have been looking at and talking about a lot of ideas about video on the internet, but the technology just recently has really caught up with what we feel is a good quality base to work with in terms of speed of download and the jerkiness that we've all seen on online videos. It's just getting better and better about every 90 days. So now new opportunities are arising. Independently of each other, we got this idea of putting videos on some of the local tourist websites. So we've been talking on the phone and a few visits together to try to not overlap each other too much, but to complement what's going on. So coincidentally, about the time that we were launching our new business here, I saw videos on your website for the first time, and so that works out fine. What the concept is, and I'll demonstrate it in the DVD, but I wanted to kind of get it in your mind first, is to show tourist information short video clips on highly active existing websites, chambers, CVBs, large hotels, that are getting a lot of visitors every day already, but they don't have any videos to offer on those websites. So rather than go to those websites and say, hey, for XYZ dollars, we can provide a whole bunch of tourist information, short video clips, instead of just still pictures on your website, as Peter and I were talking, we would be selling only to your membership. If you wanted to have us act as a kind of a membership conduit, we'd be happy to go to some wineries, for instance, in the North County that are not necessarily members now, but if they'd like to be on your site, they have to become a chamber member. There's pros and cons to that, but it's totally under your control with our proposal. So let's go ahead and look at the video now, thanks to AGP Punting. We're using a little different equipment, so the screen may not be as large, but I think it'll be okay. So let's go for it.
Do we need to kill some lights, Greg? Are we okay?
Yes, sir.
Your website is becoming more and more important in your business. Potential guests are checking out what there is to do in your market area. Things to see, places to visit, interesting attractions. Now there's a better way to get their attention and get their business with Getaway Videos. We do it all from production to display on your website, showing your guests local attractions and things to do to help them make a buying decision to choose your property, and all while they're online. Now you can reach out on the World Wide Web so your guests get more than just a pretty picture about you and your area. They get it all in full motion, full color, full sound, broadcast quality video. As regular TV audiences shrink nationwide, online internet use continues to grow. Forrester research shows that video on the web enjoys 80% higher interest levels than sites with just still photos. They also found that 71% of internet users said that online video adds instant credibility to any business. You know your online bookings are growing compared to even a year ago. Central Coast tourism website searches are now numbering into the millions each year. They're online, checking local tourism websites, rates, specials, and packages because they're interested in our area. That's where Getaway Videos comes in. This demonstration page shows how a potential guest might click on your website, find your link to local things to do, and now they can click on video clips. Without leaving your site, they see our pop-up window display thumbnails of interesting attractions, places to go, things to do in our area. A short spot runs just before each video feature, and you have prior approval for any advertiser. As you can see, very quickly the featured video of interest begins showing.
visitors may click on many videos on your site in one online visit, giving them many reasons to choose you.
A particular demo was created specifically for hotels.
Your website is becoming more and more important.
No, you don't have to watch it again.
Your business. Potential.
Sorry. Thanks. It was specifically designed for hotels. I forgot to mention that beforehand. Not necessarily cities or chambers, but you got the drift that it's intended to help the cause of attracting people to come to here, to zero in into here, by the enhanced website experience. So as we pointed out, the research is showing that if you've got videos available, it does enhance the website experience. They tend to stay longer. They go and, you know, hey, I didn't know that you were, you know, a half hour from the Elephant Seals. That's great. I didn't even know they were there. But now it kind of brings all the still photos, which are great, and they have their place. But video just brings it to life. So conceptually, I'm here to talk about the idea of providing your choice of topics, as we show in that little pop-up window, and the idea of how we make our money is by selling to people with those little 15-second spots before those 45-second clips run. So that's the idea in general. Any questions so far?
So I think the concept's very nice. I think your DVD you did a really good job putting it together. I'm curious to know that for a destination area like ours in the destination website, I'm going to guess it's possible that this promotions committee, with the right kind of deal, we could get you to do this and sponsor it ourselves.
Sure, we're wide open to ideas. This is a kind of a new
and not area. Have any outside advertising on it. And just sponsor it ourselves, if that was, you know, of interest. So is that a possibility?
We have targeted out initially about a $2,400 a month sold out revenue stream for us per site.
Okay.
So if you didn't want us to sell anything, then we'd have to talk about what that's worth to both of us,
right,
to provide that.
Right.
That might be a little steep for you. That's
right.
$50,000 a year.
Yeah.
But
or you just put it in perspective.
Okay. but, again, I want to stress how super accommodating, and I don't use that word lightly, super accommodating we will be in our business plan to your needs. We're not trying to...
So, Greg, my question is, there would be basically a commercial. You would go on our site and it would say, see videos of Morro Bay. You would click on view the Embarcadero or whatever. And that would pop up and say Windows on the Water had purchased a commercial. So
right.
Windows on the Water commercial would pop up and run for 30 seconds.
15.
We think
the 30s seconds. Are too long. Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So their commercial would be the first thing to pop up. And
right.
then after their commercial ran, then you would have maybe 2 to 5 minutes of
No, it's
video.
Just 45 seconds.
Oh, just 45 seconds
right.
of
the total
video.
Of a minute?
Okay.
The total experience of each of those thumbnails would be, if you could go up to that like it's going, and just pause it when... okay, great. We'll get there in a minute. Each of the thumbnails will be 1 minute. So the 15-second spot will run through. And by the way, these are kind of work in progress, initial launching business model things here, but right now we're talking about 2 spots per each thumbnail. There are 6 thumbnails, so we will sell out your site at 12 spots.
Okay.
And as the user is going through, maybe just they pick one, or we think they're going to pick 2 or 3 of these thumbnails in their visit on the site, they will see different spots and, of course, different topics of interest as they click on them, because the spots rotate through all 12. We'll just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, down and start over again. So everybody gets an even.
So you won't have, there's not 2 spots, there's still just one spot
right.
per clip.
It's just one spot, but but every 12th time it'll come up.
The with regards to display on a given website, I know that I've seen some video screens pop up on my screen before that were only this big
right.
on a 17-inch monitor.
Right.
Will these? How big do these go?
These are called, I used to know this last week, I think it's 320 by something, but it's the standard screen size that CBS, Fox, NBC, MSNBC all use for their news articles.
Help me out here, David.
So
Just a little, it'll come up in just a minute.
Well, that's probably better than a quarter of your screen.
That's okay, stop right there. Yeah.
Third of your screen?
So it's that size right there, right?
Yeah, this is the size. Notice the Central Coast Hotel up in the white, that's the home page. Okay? We never leave your site. All the videos, by the way, don't slow down any of your activity because all we do is put a link on your site and it comes to our where the videos live on our site. So that on the left is the video icon on the home page. So people can see, oh, they got videos. Well, you already have that now. So we would like to be connected to the activity button. So when the user pushes activities and the next page comes up, now we have a little icon that says local videos, click here. And it's a little bit more specific than the generic DVD excerpts that you now have on your site. Our videos would be very specific, like you're saying, 45-second concentrated on the Embarcadero or Uptown or hiking or whatever you
see,
want.
See, I think that's really where, when Greg first approached me about this, I said, well, and basically the premise as I saw it is that for somebody who doesn't have video right now on their website, they can get it for free. The only compromise is that you're going to let that person sell a 15-second ad. And so when Greg and I originally spoke, I said, well, I could see this, but you know, we've already got a full DVD that we spent a considerable amount of money on, and it's pretty current. And so that might, I don't know if that would necessarily conflict, but would it be repetitious? And ours is commercial free. So I think the next phase then was, well, how about this, that we would go not on the home page because we already have the DVD, you know, watch our DVD in chapter form, and we already talk about the Embarcadero and we talk about Uptown, but to go and help out the activity section. So in other words, instead of going to a still of the Harbor Festival, for instance, or a still of somebody kayaking, what they would do is they would click on, say, kayaking. And then Greg would have the ability to get real specific. And then the viewer, even though it's a commercial, would get really current information because, say, they're interested in kayaking. Well, the commercial, and I can say that I've worked with Greg for a long time, and I know that he'll do it professionally as far as how it'll look. But if that commercial is fairly user-friendly, they're going to be able to find out about what the hours are for kayaking, where they go get their kayaks. So in that sense, I thought it would be a compliment. I don't think you'd probably want to have videos, you know, they click on for the Embarcadero because we already have that. They're going to be able to see that. But if it was real specific, like, you know, kayaking is a good example, mm-hmm, deep sea fishing, you
golf,
know.
Golf.
So if and then the other thing, and I know this, you probably don't want me to mention this, but but from a sales standpoint, it's much, I mean, if I was Greg and I was selling this, it'd be much easier for me to sell the advertiser on that they're going to, commercial's going to come first. I think, as your consultant, I would say feature first, and then you had the ad after that. I think people kind of feel like, well, okay, this person brought me this, so mm-hmm, I'll watch their ad. Plus, if you're a tourist and you're in Arizona or wherever you might be, I don't think you'd really be opposed to finding out about a restaurant, or even if it's in the form of an ad, and tastefully done, and I know Greg would do it that way, or find out about kayaking or whatever it might be. And you can always have the option to say, well, I'm out of here, and not watch it. But those were kind of my feelings after we'd kind of had multiple discussions. And that's why, you know, if it was in the activity section, then it might just be a compliment. You might have more video and you don't have to pay for it. And that's really the trade-off. I mean, you're going to let some commercialism come to your site, but
so,
you get free video.
So where does this committee want to go with this so we know what to agendize? Because we can't, you know, we need to have some direction here so we know how to set up an agenda item, if there's interest in pursuing. So, I mean, I've got a couple of ideas that may or may not work with regards to the committee, and then some issues that we need to talk about the legality of it with regards to exclusivity to some degree. If you have paid advertisers on a website that the city is contributing money to enhance and keep going. I just questions as to whether.
Yeah, I think one legal question you'd want to address is how you keep some people off. You know, if you didn't want a particular advertiser, say an adult bookstore. You know, you're going to have some...
Leave it to you to come up with that one.
Well, that's a, you know, I could name other ones, but I don't want to sell any other business that feels like it's valuable.
I'm kidding.
Greg, you mentioned that the sponsor would have the ability to control the advertisers on his webpage.
Uh-huh.
How do you propose to go about doing that?
What we would do is, what we'll have, if you can envision it, is on the left side of our notebook, eventually, let's say a year from now, we have 100 websites that we have this agreement with. And we're starting locally, obviously, where our contacts and our reputation is known, but we intend to go up and down the coast and do this in a larger scale. So let's say that I have 100 or so websites, and then I have over here the advertisers, and some of them are active, and then here comes a new advertiser who wants to be on the Morro Bay website. Because what we'll do, we're going to sell the advertising based on the price of how active those websites are. So in other words, if you guys get 1,000 visitors a day, and just a track record, no, we decline the advertiser. So I go back to the adult bookstore, which we would never sell anyway, but and I would say, you know, you can't be on Morro Bay. They declined. But I did check with these other two websites, and you can be on there. It's the same hits. It's the same visitor rate. So would you like to be on there? Same price.
Let me give you another scenario. What if I am a kayak rental, and I have a web page? And the web page is about kayaking, and I reject every single advertiser that wants to sell kayaks or do kayak renting. I just say no because they're competitors. How are you going to face that sales situation?
Well, it could be a little bit of a miscue on how our concept's going to work. What I'm presenting to you today is contracting with you to be the exclusive provider of these types of videos for a length of time, say 1 year. And then I will go out and, against that exposure that you have, I will go out and sell 12 individual advertisers upon your approval of each of those 12. So the kayak guy could be one of those 12, but you would decide if he's good or not. I could go to the kayak guy and say, will you be what we call a host site? And that now that's completely separate from you guys. And he's a host site. In fact, I have several clients that want to be a host site, and they want to advertise on other host sites, like the hotels. Hotels want to be a host site, and they're pretty active, some of the larger ones. But they would like to advertise on some, what we call neutral, like CentralCoast.com or Central Coast Tours or whatever. Those are neutral sites, and they'd like to have an ad for their hotel on there. So they'll be a host site and an advertiser. So I hope I'm not muddling it here for you, but hopefully that answers your question.
It does.
Okay.
I see this as a great benefit to the business community here in Morro Bay that has websites or that wants to get video on websites.
Right.
I'd like to hear the committee's feelings on how it would work for our own webpage, though.
Can we agendize it and talk about it next meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we need to do? I think I would like to further discussion about it.
And I would say... I would ask Greg, is there a place where there's a model for this actually live on the web now that we could go to look at besides this demo?
Yes, there is, but we have to tweak it a little bit more, so I will email the
committee.
Appropriate people, and we'll have a link in that email, and then you can go to it. That's becoming very popular. I've made about 25 presentations this last 6 weeks or so, and everybody's asking for that.
I mean, as I said, I'm sorry to interrupt. You know, I personally was thinking we have video on our website. We have good video on our website. And the confusion, I mean, so I think John suggested the conference was this a sub video under activities. It's not featured on the homepage.
Right.
But the idea of the commercialism does enter into it in a way that I can't quite wrap myself around.
You know,
around.
It's kind of, to me, it's when we're showing activities of Morro Bay on our website, for example. And you show the Tiger's Folly. To me, that's bigger than an ad for Tiger's Folly, even though if you had Pete's Folly, he might object to Tiger's Folly being there.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, those are the kind of activities that we have to promote here. I mean, if you're going to show a kayak out there, unless it belongs to, you know, Bill on Driftwood, it's going to belong to Kayak Horizons or one of the companies here. or the electric boats. So when you're showing, you know, a picture of a restaurant, it's going to be somebody's restaurant or somebody's hotel when you're promoting, just like we do now. If you show a picture of accommodations, it will be somebody's business that you're showing a picture of. I do not see a problem with it. I mean, and my first thought was, you know, of having live video of subsea tours and those kids out there in the harbor seeing those little fish swimming around and they giggle and they laughing. If it promotes subsea tours, I could personally care less. I mean, it's showing an activity that will draw people here to do it, and that's the same with the whale watching or the sport fishing or those kind of things. I would be a little bit cautious about getting too deep into individual business advertisements that are one of several, you know. But if it's real
specific,
so that's why I think the program has merit, possibly has merit, because of the individual types of activities that we have. And I mean, if Subsea doesn't want to buy an ad for because the whole clip is on Subsea Tours, then we got to do something different.
Yeah, we'll probably try to arrange that doesn't happen.
But anyway, that was my, you know, it's just like looking at this with
well,
whales. I mean,
it's the good thing John did in that, and it's nice, is it's very generic. I have no idea whose kayaks those are to rent, but I know if I go to the page of activities and look for kayak rentals, someone will rent me a kayak that looks something like that.
Right.
Or you see people eating, and although we who live here may be able to say, I recognize that place setting, that such and such, the video is thankfully
actually the start of one.
Well, we'll just put it on the agenda as
under unfinished business. Okay.
Would that be actionable at that time if enough circumstances develop?
Well, I would say it would depend on where they're going and how specific their conversation gets. But it sounds like there's a series of questions that would need to be answered.
Right. Right. So, it's a matter for us of 1 month or 2 months. You know, if things move forward, we would sure like to put it on the faster track if possible. We'll do anything that we need to do to
accommodate. You could put it as consideration of getaway videos, and then wouldn't that...
Well, what to name it doesn't matter. The minute it's on this agenda, we could take action today. It's under new business. If we wanted to take action, we could today. We're not ready to.
What you're really... the financial end of it is you're really discussing what you're going to do with your advertising marketing campaign, and are you going to include this in the scheme that for the website?
Right.
So,
but it's not a budget item. It's
yeah.
It's,
well,
it's not.
Mean,
well, it could be.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I guess you could buy them too.
Right. I mean, right. That's to
well,
me,
again, though, I don't really see the. I mean, we've got a generic DVD that's already done. And what Greg's going to do, because he's going to be able to make some money off of it, is provide free video. You know, to go out and I mean, again, if you, because people are paying, then you can signal them out because they're actually paying. I mean, that's one value of this. I mean, the way I look at it is that you already have a listing of businesses. You know, that's already on the website of restaurants and hotels. If they choose to buy a live commercial and sponsor a little piece of video that relates back to that business. That's the only challenge that I see, is to come up with those little pods that aren't going to be repetitious of the DVD. But I agree with you. If I was, and again, we always have to step back and look at what's in it for the visitor. If I was a visitor and I went to, like, activities and I could watch a commercial on Subsea Tours, that wouldn't bother me because I might be interested in that and I might want the details. But for us to budget, you know, doing all those little events and all those different businesses, I don't think would be you know,
I guess
feasible.
The only reason I was thinking that was, I'm not saying it's just part of the picture is all, whether I'm interested in doing it or not. I wanted to know that it was a possibility to do it ourselves. But either, if we were interested in getting some more video antiquing in Morro Bay, if you want to go antiquing here, we want you to go get us a video of that, and we'll budget to do that. I'm saying possibility that here's an alternative to
right. No, I think that's exactly the way to look at it, because basically, and that's what Greg's offering, is that you can either pay for it or you can give him the opportunity to run some advertising, 15 seconds of ads, and he'll pay for it.
To me, it's a matter of value. Do we see a value in showing more video of different parts of Morro Bay? And if we do, is this a way that we can go about achieving that?
And I know we'll talk about this in the next meeting, but I think the key is to make the viewer very aware that there's going to be a commercial element of this so they don't feel tricked. You know, and in other words, if they click on something and they think they're going to hear about the estuary and they get an ad first, I mean, that could be a negative. As long as they're aware of what's going to happen, you know, and I think they'll...
So you have to have... The following is a paid...
That's the phrase that's actually been going over in the bottom of my mind, that this is...
Or a little introduction to this page. You know, in our activities page, you'll have the ability to watch, you know. I mean, just let them know, because if people know, then they don't care. If they feel like they've been... Yeah. Hoodwink, then they might be turned off.
And there's a lot of ways to do that. We can put something like that. We thought about saying, like, if they hit on kayaks, but here all of a sudden the first thing they see, as Heather brought up, is a commercial for real estate or something. Then you've got, we've thought about putting a little sign on the bottom that says kayaking coming up. You know, but to show the 15-second spot afterwards, we're wide open to that. This is part of our super accommodation, that if that works for everybody, great.
I'm wondering, how does the committee feel about directing this toward the website subcommittee and let them, over the next month, do a little preliminary stuff and get some of this stuff out? Might help us in our discussion and then speed up an answer for Greg because this could go. I could see this going for a couple more meetings.
I have one more question. Is there any possibility of the webpage of us sharing in the revenue stream from the webpage? In other words, by allowing you to use our webpage to go out and sell, you, for simpler words, give us a commission on part of the revenue stream that you receive, and then we let you do that.
Yes, is the final answer. There is a possibility of that. We have given that some thought, and we would hope that in a negotiated revenue.
Well, to me, I would be much more open to discussing that.
But I am a little concerned about the complications of trying on those kinds of arrangements because of the public ownership nature of our site.
I was concerned about that too.
Well, they don't have to wind our way through.
And part of that winding, Bob, I would suggest, is the fact that this isn't even our site; it's the chamber site. That we contribute funds.
Well, nonetheless.
That even adds, complicates it even more, is all I'm saying.
There are considerable public monies. Well,
yes.
In fact,
yep.
Virtually all the funding for the site is coming from the city.
Yes.
And it's public money. So I think you're bound by whatever those rules are, and there would be some complications, I suspect, in this kind of an arrangement. And I don't know how that would be worked out, but... if the subcommittee is going to look at that between now and the next meeting and come back with a recommendation for the overall committee, then one of the things you would need to sort through is what legal constraints are involved in these kinds of arrangements.
Right. And now, is that something that Rob could help us with at some point?
He might be able to help you with it, yeah.
If that's okay. I don't.
Another example that occurred to me is if we make a decision to accommodate a video that carries an ad for business A, but we don't carry a similar video that has an ad for business B, what are the implications given the public nature of our website? So we've got, it's not quite as simple as if it were a proprietary site.
Right, and we've done this, we've been through this before in different things over the years with regards to exclusivity, and that's kind of what the first thing that came to my mind, that we sure, the first time you hear, well, I never heard about that. You know, how come I didn't have an opportunity? And then you come to us and you say, but we've talked to everyone. I said, well, evidently these guys didn't get talked to.
Right.
So those are things because of the public nature of what we're doing here.
Yeah,
so,
but just things that need to be considered.
Yep. Well, we've got it on the agenda for next month. We're going to get the subcommittee together. I'm not trying to close this down, I think that's as far as the decisions, I think, that have come. We will send this to the subcommittee, so that speed things up a little bit for you, Greg.
I appreciate
we'll be
that.
In touch with you and
if
John and keep
if
going
I
on
just,
sure.
I just have one question for Mr. Padgett. Had you given any thought
that that restaurant would show a 30-second commercial or 60, whatever they wanted to do. My wife brought this up. We were going to go to Half Moon Bay for a weekend, and she said, you know, if they had 9 or 10 restaurants, I would click on every single one of them, because we're only going to be there for 2 nights. We're going to have to pick 2 restaurants that we have no idea in that town what they are. But if there were 10 commercials, she'd watch all of them online. I was talking to John Soler the other day, too, and he estimates that 60% of his bookings are now directly online for his hotel, the hotels that he manages.
Because it's the only form of advertising he does, so, you know, that doesn't really count. John.
And I'm asking a lot of other hotels, you know, what's your online activity? And that's why we make the point in the demo, it's growing. It's 30-50% overall in the county now that people are actually going through that whole process. You know, they start with Google or whatever they do, and they start going down through the filters. Well, our videos are intended to live right next to the booking. I mean, the you get so deep, so the viewer, the user, is really engaged. As John says, he wants to know the information. And those little spots, those little 15-second spots that pay for all this, are also tourist information.
I think that's a good idea about the link, though. I mean, that would be one way to really separate it, but they'd still be able to...
Right.
I'd rather see it more directly tied to the merchants and the business people in town than to activities.
Right. Okay.
And I think that's always been, you know, the reality of our site, because it's shared with the chamber. So we're always doing double duty. I mean, we're trying to fulfill the business community, but we're also making it a tourist site. So that may be, you know, where the separation needs to occur. But it's still going to benefit the visitor, because
sure,
they're going to be able to get information.
Sure. So we will definitely include you, Peter, in that subcommittee discussion, if that's okay.
Yeah, it certainly would. I'd love to look at it a little deeper.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. Appreciate
it.
The opportunity.
Different idea.
We'll send that link to you so you can play with it on your own.
Thank you. Okay. Our second item, new business reimbursement to the Chamber of Commerce for purchase of I Love Tourist buttons. The reason that we put this on is that that Peter had gone out on his own with David's help and purchased an additional $500 buttons. And so...
And how many of those buttons are still around?
I don't have an exact.
Okay.
Now, there's a box.
They're still around. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly think that if to live up to what John said is if the press writers are going to come here and we're going to make this part of a campaign through the fall and into the winter, then we have to get these things out on the streets, and you know that shouldn't be a hindrance to getting them out there. Has anyone checked? When I looked last time, I saw Molly the trolley drivers that weren't wearing them, even though I personally purchased some from the chamber, rode my bicycle up the hill and gave them out to all the people who do the dispatching for the drivers and everything else. So I think it's good to repurchase the buttons, and I think if it necessary, I will send out another memo on the use, care, and feeding of the button. I can speak only because I forgot mine today, and I admit that it does happen. It's packing for a trip, but you see, the badge is packed to go with me on the train, so people will see it all up and down the coast. So I would say, yeah, I think that it's a very inexpensive way to get this out there. I mean, we did get the KVEC spot. I wonder if we had an audio of that, would that be linkable to the website?
Sure.
Yeah. As an MP3 type of thing. But I mean, any time we can get that kind of mileage out of it, I would agree with Ed on making a motion to reimburse the chamber for...
Was that actually a motion?
Yeah, unless there's more discussion. I see Heather...
Well, we can do that after you make a motion.
Okay, I'll make the motion that we reimburse the chamber for those buttons.
And I'll second the motion.
Very good. Discussion, Heather?
Well, no. I'm good with that.
I'd just like to know, Peter, how is the chamber distributing these buttons? What are you doing to distribute them?
Actually, when we have calls in, we deliver them to the people who are asking for them. I'm sorry?
You're not giving them out to your members or proactively giving them out? People have to come in to get them.
Not walking down the street and handing them out.
No, I mean to the members of the chamber or businesses.
If they're asking for it, we make them aware that they're available.
Okay.
They can come in. We can get more active with that.
Do we need another memo to that effect out to the
We can, absolutely.
Well, they sure don't do any good sitting in a box at the office.
No, they don't.
We could take them to the mixer tonight.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we had planned. They're already bagged out and sitting on my desk.
Because I think it would be really great if when Harborfest comes, which is just 2 weeks away, there was just lots of them visible in the city. Any press covering it then would have a chance. I think like this should be a major push before Harborfest to make sure there's many.
There you go. There's a good. I talked to David Owens and just asked him if we can, because he's going to have a bazillion volunteers down there for the Harbor Festival.
Yes. Perfect. I'll talk to David as well.
Discussion of new ideas. We had a dandy earlier today. Anybody?
I volunteer. I have a.
Of course.
On your computer desktop, there's two photographs from my summer vacation. They will not be photographs of my adorable godchildren, though I would love to have shown them. But I did visit them in the town of Columbia Falls, Montana, which is on your way to. And I think you have to turn it sideways. I don't think Nancy had the. Nope, there you go. You can blow it up a little bit. Columbia Falls, Montana. Now, the town is not as attractive overall as Morro Bay. I don't want to get the Montana militiamen after me on this, but, you know, it's in that western way that has a lot of trailers up on cinder blocks on the outskirts kind of way. But these are the banners, and I noticed that they are now, they call themselves, right, Columbia Falls is the gateway to Glacier. And there's a detail photo as well there, although you've done a very good job of zooming in on it. They have this lovely banner, which reminded me of that kind of bold Morro Rock symbol that shows up on our sort of super graphic design. Is there any reason Morro Bay has never or cannot for any legal reason declare itself the gateway to the Central Coast? Because it occurred to me, when you get off Highway 1 coming north, as if you were going the whole rest of the way to Monterey and Big Sur, this is the first stopping point. It's the first food, gas, lodging on the coast highway heading north. Is it possible that for whatever the next big season is, maybe it's for the bird watching season or for whatever the next promotion thing we're looking for is, I can see banners like that up Main Street or Morro Bay Boulevard, basically, because those are the two exits that you have off of the 101, and declare ourselves the gateway to the Central Coast and get a nice, like you saw, some rugged cliffs with the Highway 1 twisting, kind of just like they've done there, only inverted. Theirs goes up, ours drops off. And make that maybe a possible campaign, unless any other cities already declare themselves the gateway to the Central Coast.
No, I don't have any comment on the concept. I just wanted to point out that what happens with the banners is that typically the chamber or somebody else has purchased these, and the city has participated in putting them up and taking them down in various ways. There's been various issues over the years, but. Financially, the city has not purchased these. I think the you mentioned the Bird Festival. They have a set of banners, and those will go up later on in the fall. And that's something that the Bird Festival purchased.
Because that's so specific to a very specific.
Already, and I don't know how we even find out if the city of if Cambria has done something, or Cayucas, or somebody has done something, and that would be the Board of Supervisors would have had. I guess where I'm going with this is how cool it would be for Morro Bay City Council to pass a resolution naming Morro Bay the gateway to,
there you go.
You know, to the Big Sur Highway. That ought to get you going.
unless it's copyrighted.
Right.
The city could pass a resolution making itself the gateway to Yosemite if it wanted.
Right.
As long as, you know, somebody else.
Actually, I suppose Google gateway to the Central Coast
could
is
we
what comes up.
Could we copyright that, too?
Trademark.
You could.
Or something
it's
like that?
Trademark rather than copyright.
I think it's a great idea.
Well, let's get it on record right here on the 21st of September at 9:50 a.m. Morro Bay, gateway to the Central Coast. You heard it here. Google, if you will, gateway to the Central Coast and see if it brings up.
We're not the gateway to the Central Coast, though, David. How do you come up with that exactly?
By definition, the state of California has deemed the Central Coast to be from Santa Cruz to Ventura, and so, you know, and Monterey's in there.
Well, and so, Highway 1. It's if you look
see,
at Highway
you're,
1,
you're
going to
want to refine. You're going to want to refine your deal. I like the idea, but it's just what
stretch.
Actually, it is used to gateway to California Central Coast, and it's the Santa Maria Airport.
I just think that if you're approaching us from the ocean, we're the gateway to the Central Coast, maybe, or if you're approaching it from where the gateway to the Big Sur Highway, I could see, because
well,
you start...
Well, gateway
I
to...
I don't know for the gateway to the Central
Well, okay, well, gateway to Big Sur also, it works
idea,
as well.
But...
Because, again, you can't get there if you get off Highway 1. There's no other road, unless you take 101 and take Nascimento-Ferguson Road, twisting and turning
but
all the way over.
David, how does putting a banner saying we're the gateway to the Central Coast bring tourists to Morro Bay? You have to be in Morro Bay to read whatever those banners say. So if you're advertising a bird festival for people that are in town before the bird festival, aha, they see, and there's a bird festival coming.
Well, I think it's but, not. Well, I think the banners is just. I think Ed took it a step beyond just the banner.
It
like the buttons. I mean, the buttons are only seen by people who are actually. Except when I go to New York and every place I wear one, it's only seen by the people here either. But it becomes something that you want to get repeated or picked up by the broader publication and media world.
But putting a banner is not going to do that. I think taking Ed's suggestion and using it in other advertising for people who want to come to Morro Bay, it might be a good...
Blocks, and so you've got to come up with something there. So that may be why they're the gateway to the glacier, because they don't really have a whole lot to speak of, whereas Morro Bay has... You know, you can get by with saying discover your better nature because we have 200 different, you know, species of
well,
birds.
Well, you know, Oakhurst is a gateway to Yosemite.
Again,
you know,
there's a good example
and those kind
of
things.
A place.
It's like, have you been to Oakhurst?
I know, there's a pretty example.
But I just, again, what came up
it's
was
like,
a combination.
No,
yeah,
here,
I
just not
married
something.
To the same way, but the idea that it's true. When you turn off Highway 1, if you are going to the Big
true.
Sur Coast, this is that first stop, and maybe, you know, for first-timers or people who've flown to L.A. and rented their cars and all, they may not know, like, this is a significant business history behind it as well. Stop. I mean, Highway 1, there's a reason it doesn't start somewhere else. It happens to be, or often this happens to be the town there, and then just calling attention to it in that way that travel writers might get it, and people don't think we're the thing you breeze through. That's the whole point, is we're always the place you breeze through on the way to the Hearst
right.
Castle and beyond, as opposed to, no, the starting point of a longer journey, which I think the destination guy tries to make a point of that. That is, it's...
Well, Morro Bay used to promote itself as a gateway to the Big Sur Highway.
Well,
so I mean they did that for years, and so there's nothing wrong with revisiting, you know, that concept. And I don't think it has to conflict with Discover Your Better Nature. We're not trying to replace, you know, what we're trying to do here to bring people to us.
I think most of the copy we use Hearst Castle as sort of a recognizable place. I mean, we say halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco and, you know, 35 minutes to Hearst Castle. So we do that in the copy. I think it's a good national mark as far as where you're located, because there's a lot of international, because it's a still widely visited site.
So is this something that we want to talk about some more, or do we want to let David bring it up again next month under discussion of new ideas?
No, it was just a toss out there. And like the ILF tourist thing, which, you know, went from February to March to April. It's a possible in the future, in the coming year, Morro Bay might look into the possibility of creating the next big
I definitely think that the idea of whether how far we were to go as a promotions committee with a concept, I think it's definitely a great idea to be able to possibly have our city council designate Morro Bay official.
And doing so isn't Bob is saying, so shall we agendize this for a future discussion? Well, yes, why don't we do that? Should we approach the Morro Bay City Council with... a decision on whether to adopt this gateway concept
We need to do a little research to find out if anybody else is and how far that's gone. You know, if somebody else has already done something like that.
I will do that research and we'll present it as a continuation of a new idea discussion next month.
It would be good to determine where the gate is and what's on the other side of it, too, as part of the concept.
Okay, so maybe the whole gateway thing might have to retain it.
Along came Bronson.
It would be a picture of a laptop computer in black and white spots. Okay.
Well, I just had one other quick thing, which I'll pass out. It came from when I was back east in New Jersey, because I've been traveling this summer and haven't been here. From the New Jersey shore, from Beach Haven, which is a lot more like Morro Bay than Columbia Falls, Montana. You can pass those around. these and pass them around. Maritime Museum to open later this month, and what's interesting about it is that in this Beach Haven is very similar in size and layout to Marl Bay and the type of beach that it is, flat, low beach. The museum is part of a real estate co-development. It is the ground floor of what are other home condo-type units being sold. And I just thought, since we've heard at the Rose's Landing discussion that they had last week, you know, where people are running for city council and all, and there's lots of ideas about how to develop the Embarcadero and what to build on certain places were coming up, how you can get a public amenity such as a maritime museum, and it's not a huge infrastructure thing. It's not a giant 50,000 square foot building that requires massive parking, as you can see. It's a small community, but it has a maritime history. They've got shipwrecks and pirates going back to the old days, and integrated it as part. Now, there's some local politics in the article that affect. Yeah, as always, that's the reason it's newsworthy. You know, there's someone trying to get a deal for someone, but the concept of a mixed use of a building that both serves a developer's need. There's sellable housing units, but has a ground floor tenant who's a, you know, 10 to 5 museum, kind of a quiet atmosphere, not a noisy business with jukeboxes and permits needed for alcohol or anything like that, might be the kind of an idea that might be worth taking a look at in the future as we talk about mixed use and if the development of the Embarcadero with those sites that are available becomes an issue here in the coming years.
I don't quite know how legality, where they would deed it over to the city or how it would work or just provide it or maybe donate it or something. But it's different for building versus land. But, I mean, that's how you could do it as a condition of approval that they would, you know, provide this other property. I don't know how that would work. I don't know how they administer that. But
well, this is a variation on what the city's been calling a mixed-use project. And the idea of the mixed-use project itself is kind of controversial in terms of what should its character be and how much should be living space and how much commercial. And
so you read the paper, too.
Well, my point is that
and live it.
It certainly is a variation on the theme. But
because it's not a commercial space.
An idea that should be, it seems to me, should be integrated with the discussion about how the mixed-use concept should be treated in our city. And it's a good idea, and if we could integrate it with that and have these kinds of standards and concepts be a part of that, that might be healthy for the city. But in general, it's a controversial concept because of the development nature of it. So that I would, you know, I think we ought to pass it on to the council or the planning commission or somebody so that could be worked into that area of the city's.
Well, I think it'd be great on the list of ideas on what I can do with my property, because right now the focus is that you've seen is either you see retail, residential, or you see service, commercial, residential. But heck, I have yet to see anything that even suggested, museum, residential. That's kind of, I mean, it's kind of different.
Yeah, because see, when they think museum, all they can imagine is the large infrastructure. It needs some huge bid, must have its own standalone thing, and they don't see the museum as another friendly yellow-painted Victorian door that you can simply open and go in on Main Street.
I think the way you'd have to do it is if you had a viable enough maritime museum that had either through donations or whatever, I mean, it would be costly, but it would be for them to, you know, buy that commercial or, you know, that space down below at a reduced rate by the developer, and that's how you get your museum. And developers would do that if they were having a problem getting a project approved and they felt like this was a condition of approval. They would do it if it mapped out for them.
And especially if they already had it sold before they ever went in to, you know, right, apply for a permit. So, great idea.
So should photocopies then be made for the planning commission or the council as well?
I've got one, and I'm
okay.
Going to give it to the...
Anything we can.
Good idea. Good idea. Thank you. What else did you bring, Dave?
That's it. They haven't had the coffee. It's a two is all you get if there's no caffeine.
Two today.
Okay, great. Future agenda items? We already have a little list growing. Super. Could we get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn our meeting today.
I will second that motion.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. Thank you very much. Thank you, David. Thank you, Peter. Bob, John, Ed, Heather. So, I wanted to...